Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Listener, in an attempt to remain objective, much of what's written for this episode will be sourced directly from police files and reports. When I get to the body cam footage, I will, of course, tell you exactly what I see. True crime, by its nature, can't be completely unbiased, but I will do my best. Now, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Part 1. The Call. September 4th, 2020. 10:10 p.m. Salt Lake City, Utah. 911 received a call from a mother indicating her 13-year-old son was having a mental health issue and may be violent.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, I need a CIT officer.
What's going on? What's the address?
Mike South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104.
And verify that for me one more time, just to make sure I have it correct.
This has been happening. We had a high speed chase with the police, last week, and it's every night we have to call. My son's out of he needs to go to the hospital. And the psychiatrist told me that if he got out of hand, he does it every night. And normally I try to de-escalate it, but tonight I had to work late, and I was driving back to Ogden. Golda Barton.
She requested a crisis intervention officer, and she indicated her son had recently had a high-speed chase with police. Tonight, he threatened to break out every window in the house and had possibly threatened to shoot one of her employees.
And what is he doing right now?
So he's just screaming, because I cleaned houses. So I was inside the client's house, my phone was charging in my car, and I didn't answer the phone when he called. And so he's just like, "You didn't answer the phone." And he's like, "I'm going to break every window in your fucking house. I'm going to fucking shoot your freaking..." Because my workers, they had to work late tonight, so I told them they could stay over because, literally, we're just going
home.
And
who did he threaten to shoot?
One of my workers. And,
does he have access to a gun?
No, not that I believe. Well, I don't know, honestly, because I don't believe so, but like I've told the officers in the past, he is...
what's his name?
He had a shootout with the police in Lyon County, and they did nothing. Nobody does anything. And he's sick. He needs to go to the hospital.
Okay, what is his name?
Because Lyndon Cameron.
What's his date of birth? He's 14 years old, is that correct?
He's turning 14.
All right, he's been in a high-speed chase with the officers, and he's been in a shootout with the officers. You don't know if he has any guns now, though?
I don't believe he does, but he does. I do know that he showed my worker. I just found out. They just told me today that yesterday he showed my worker, it was either a prop gun or, it was either a BB gun or a pellet gun or it was some type of a gun, and I so I just barely found out that he showed him that, but it wasn't like a real like a big weapon, but he did show him that, and I know his brother, he had told me that he had his gun secured, but I'm guessing Lyndon got into it. I haven't even gotten home to deal with that. I just barely
found that. It's on the previous incident, and you said Lyons, Utah?
Lyon County. And the Lyon County Sheriff's Department, they shot my dad and killed him in his front yard this year. And so my son has severe, he does not like cops at all. And so that's why we need a mental health worker. It's super important because I really, he's sick.
The son in question is Lyndon Cameron, a 13-year-old autistic boy with sensory processing disorder. The mother did not believe her son had any access to weapons, but she was not entirely sure. She told dispatch her son had a shootout with police in Lyon County, but they had done nothing about it. She told the call taker one of her employees was also shown a BB or pellet gun by her son. The mother, Golda Barton, provided information that her son does not like law enforcement, partially due to the shooting of a family member by sheriff's deputies in Lyon County.
And we can't call the MOST team because his insurance doesn't cover uni. They only cover primary children, and we need to get him to primary children. And with how he acts, there's no way I can get him there myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't want to go home and have him, like, freak out. And we just got new renters in my upstairs. And anyway, I feel that...
Are you there at the house right now?
I'm just down the street from my house because he was... I know as soon as I go in there, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm so mad.
What type of vehicle are you in?
I'm in a white Ford C-Max 2013.
And what direction are you from the house?
It would be west, like, of the house on the same street. I'm on 500 South and about, like, 13th West.
She was waiting for officers up the street from their residence.
All right, keep an eye out for officers when you see them.
Okay.
Just wave to them and try and get their attention.
I just feel this can't continue every night. You know what I'm saying? The kid
who
locked me
out of my
place.
You said you've called us every night?
Not every night, but seven.
Cause can you confirm the address? Because the last call we got from you was in May, or at this address.
Oh, no. Normally we stay in... But we just barely got renters today, so we're in the downstairs unit now. My biggest fear is that I don't know. I just don't want him to die, and I tell them that every time. But like the times they've came, he has been gone. Like he'll take off and go running. So that's why I don't want to go there and have him, because he'll follow me around and he'll just scream at me. And I just don't want to alarm him.
Okay, we'll have the officers meet you there.
At the place I told you, like 500 South and about, it's I think it's
1300
about
West, yeah.
Correct.
All right, we'll get the officers out there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, this is Golda Barton. I'm calling on a pending emergency. I have officers here. But I just thought I forgot to tell them might be best for them to go to the back door.
Gotcha, Golda. What's the address that you're at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
And I just wanted to let you know more information so you can tell the officers before they get there.
Okay.
It would be best for them to enter through the back door.
Gotcha.
Downstairs. Like walk towards the side of the house and go down the stairs in the back because that door is unlocked.
Gotcha.
But if that kid looks out the window, he's gonna run.
Okay. to enter. So you're asking the officers to enter the house from the back?
Correct. I think that's the best option.
And where are you? Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I just think that otherwise he's going to try to run, or I don't know. Because the front door is locked all the time, and the back door is unlocked.
Okay, do you know if it's unlocked at this time, or it's normally unlocked?
The back door that goes down to the laundry room, it's on the west side of the house. On the southwest corner of the house is a downstairs stairwell. They're going to go downstairs through the laundry room right there, but there's a door right there.
So go down the stairwell on the southwest side of the house, and then what?
And then enter, go down the stairwell through the downstairs, and then enter down into the basement apartment. And just say knock, you know, how's everything going or whatever they say.
Okay. Gotcha. And is it only...
That way he can't run.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, maybe put one officer outside the front door.
Okay, gotcha.
Or two. Or three.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know you're coming. So this is the best time. He won't be prepared.
Okay, we're going to do we're definitely going to try to work with them, make sure that everyone's safe. Well, I'll go ahead and advise them that your suggestion of going down the stairwell on the southwest side of the house, okay?
Correct. But do have the front block because he'll go out the other way.
Yeah, the officers, yep, they're going to try to coordinate the best way to approach the situation, but I'll give them your suggestion, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Listener, did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birthday. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics True Age Test comes in. With a simple at-home kit, True Age analyzes hundreds and thousands of markers on your DNA to reveal your true biological age and how fast you're aging compared to normal. 90% of aging is driven by lifestyle and environment, not just genetics, which means knowing the info gives you the power to improve. You also get a breakdown of 75-plus key longevity biomarkers. TrueAge was developed by doctors and scientists from Harvard, Yale, and Duke, drawing on one of the world's largest DNA methylation databases, so these insights are backed by serious science. Along with your results, you'll receive personalized recommendations, basically anti-aging biohacks, tailored to you, to help you improve those numbers and even potentially reverse your biological age. Over time, it's like getting a roadmap to age better. The True Age test is done at home. No doctor visit or big needle. Just a quick and painless finger prick. No vials of blood or awkward urine or stool samples. You send off that tiny sample into a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health, fast and hassle-free. If you're serious about longevity, or just curious about what your age's real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order. This is your chance to take control of your aging. Make every year count more for your health. Visit TrueDiagnostic.com and use code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Listener, even the smallest step forward can make a big difference in your financial future. When you open a Chime checking account, you're one step closer to a better financial future. With no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, making progress has never been easier. And if you ever want access to your pay before payday, you can use MyPay to get up to $500 off your pay before payday with no mandatory fees or interest. You can learn more at chime.com/obscura. And personally, as someone that's overdrafted in the past, I love their fee-free overdraft. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. No monthly fees or maintenance fees, and over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. MyPay eligibility requirements apply. Credit limits range from $20 to $500. $2 fees apply to get funds instantly. Chime checking account required. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Part 2. Contact. Officers arrived on the scene and contacted the mother, Golda Barton, to obtain details in person.
Hello.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. Okay, I'm gonna hang up. Thank you. Okay, bye.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm just so keyed up because my son, I don't know if you've like briefed yourself on like
a little bit
my address at all, but
a little bit.
So my father was murdered January 16th, and literally our whole lives fell apart. Like my business, everything, like, nothing mattered, you know. And he reacts to the outfits and everything like that. There's nothing we can do about that because you're the only people we can call, because the insurance, I paid like freaking like a whole year's worth of salary last month to get him treatment in Nevada because his insurance wouldn't cover it. I had to take him out against medical advice because of the fact I couldn't afford freaking $1,600 a day no more for a damn daycare that's not changing him.
Okay. What's going on tonight?
So anyway, I normally don't, lately I haven't been working because I've been so depressed, and I've just like been sending my workers, and my business has been kind of spiraling because I can't get undepressed. But whatever. Point is I worked today because we had so much jobs, and I was just coming back from Ogden. And I dropped Ramona off earlier because she wasn't feeling well. She had to go to the, anyway. That's another one of my workers.
Okay.
Because they had to all work late. I'm like, just stay because you have to be back at 6 o'clock in the morning. We've got that big job in Murray. And so point is that I don't want to have them drive all the way back up there and then turn around and drive all the way. It doesn't matter. He's not used to being without me for so long.
So you have a little bit of separation anxiety?
Because I normally am, like, glued to him because I'm worried about him, and I normally don't ever leave. But Antonio, he got a job at the airport, so we're down one. And I just got to put on my big girl panties and freaking make money and deal with my life. Like, I can't be depressed. Like, I have
sure.
I have to be alive. You know,
well, you have to worry about your own mental health.
Sorry, say again.
So you have to worry about your own mental health
as
well.
Yeah, I mean, dude, let me tell you, like,
so what's going on with your son tonight?
Point is, so like I'm driving home, and I left my phone in my car to charge while I was at Carl's, and I cleaned Carl's, came back out, my phone's ringing, I answered.
The mother provided more details regarding her son and what occurred tonight. She indicated her son has issues with law enforcement and can have issues when he sees uniforms. However, she believed the police are the only people she can call. Golda noted that on September 4th, she was away working, and her son became upset when she did not answer his calls from his phone. She indicated her son had threatened to break things in the house. The officer speaking with her asked if there were any weapons in the house. The mother indicated her coworker, who was with her earlier in the evening, told her the son had shown him a gun. However, she did not think it was real. The officer told the mother, they have to treat all guns as if they are real. And the mother said, right, I know.
I answered the phone, and it's my younger son, and he's like, oh, so you can answer the phone for him, but not for me? What did you do? Block me? You fucking bitch? Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Like, so I
just
was like,
a bit
so
of an
he's
episode.
Just like freaking out on me, and I'm like, his phone to call me.
Okay, what's your son's name that we're here for today?
Lyndon Cameron.
L-Y or L-I?
L-I. L-I-N-D-E-N.
Cameron?
Uh-huh, C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Okay. And how is he currently acting?
Oh.
Is he out of control, like breaking things?
Well, he's threatening to break things. I don't know if he has or not.
Okay.
The best thing that I've known to do is to just stop communicating with him, to let him try, because the more I talk to him, the more it fires back. Like,
and then we have some notes about some weapons possibly in the house?
Yeah, I don't, I I do know that my worker was like, did you know, like, Lyndon has, like, a BB gun? And I was like,
are you sure it's a BB gun?
I don't know if it's a BB gun. I don't know if it's a pellet gun. I don't know if it's a prop weapon, because my other son...
But you don't know if it's a real gun either?
It's. I don't believe it's a real gun. I don't believe it's a real gun.
So, unfortunately, we have to kind of treat them all as if they are...
Right, I know.
What is it that you want from us tonight?
We need him to go to the hospital. I need him to go to the hospital. I cannot get in there on my own.
Okay.
And he is... And I cannot do this every night. I will end up, like, not being able to handle myself. Like, I'm... Like,
has he expressed any...
Oh, yes.
Like...
The mother told officers... She wanted her son to go to the hospital to deal with mental health issues he was experiencing. She told officers her son was particularly upset today, as she had been with one of her male co-workers. The son made threats he was going to, quote, shoot him, referring to the male co-worker. The mother again advised officers her son does not like law enforcement, and it could trigger her son.
What about hurting other people? Like, what about tonight?
Has he... He told he was on the speakerphone, and my worker's sitting here, and he's threatened by males. Like, he possesses me. Like, he's a narcissist. So everything of mine is not mine anymore. It's all his.
And he's 14?
13. And he's almost 14 next month. But he basically, like, possesses everything. So he's like, oh, so you're with that man worker? Oh, I'm going to fucking shoot his ass. Like he's just, like, freaking out. And I'm like... Dude, I think we should call, because now would be the time, because
who else is in the house right now?
Well, upstairs is my brand new renters, which I really don't want to bother as much as I can not as possible. Sure. And so I was thinking I would go through the garage, which is like the, just go through, I would go through the alley, through the garage, because their cars are like blocking me in, or I can walk down the side. I can park on the street.
And where's the house? It's just right up here, right?
Yeah, up here on the right, the big wood thing around it. Okay. I had to do that for my
dog. Well, let's go talk to him, and we'll kind of go from there.
I'm so worried. But I think this is the best thing.
We understand he doesn't like law enforcement.
No, not at all. It's a trigger. Like, I mean, he sees the badge, and he automatically thinks, like, you're going to kill him. Or he has to defend himself in some way. Like, he freaks out. And he's got sensory disorder. So, but we have to do what we have to do, because I can't live like this, literally.
Sure.
It's just can't happen.
We'll go talk to him.
So, great. And then, I would like him transported to Primary Children's if we can do that. That would be great.
Yeah, so I have to base my determination. I have to base my determination on what his actions and what he's saying.
You'll find it to be probably... He hasn't been able to control himself. Like, my other son, he'd flip out, and then I'd call the cops, and by the time they'd get there, he'd be like, yes, officer, she's crazy. Like, this one, he's off the deep end.
Okay.
Sometimes he sees people that aren't there, and, but I don't know, like, I've seen a lot of weird stuff this last year with my dad being gone.
I understand.
So.
Okay, well, do you want us to follow you in? Do you want us to just go and talk to him while you stay out here?
I'll just...
Yeah. Hang on one sec.
At this point, the officers muted the audio on their camera to consult with each other. After the conversation, the officers unmuted their cameras and advised the mother they were going to the house to speak with Lyndon and requested she remain at her vehicle for her safety.
So at this point, I need to worry about my safety and my partner's safety, so we kind of just have to do our thing at this point.
So what do you want me to do?
We're
going to
leave you out of the equation. We should go out here. Okay.
And so we're just going to go and talk to him and see what we got at that point.
I just don't want your safety to be compromised.
How many people are upstairs?
There's two.
Two. Okay. And his brother is in the house?
And his brother's in the house.
Okay.
Do you want me to call his brother?
No.
Okay.
No.
Should I let my renters know or no?
It's their first night here.
Like, wonderful, right?
One fifth. Yeah, just telling him and on the east side.
Maybe I should just say my son's having an episode, and
I would explain all that after the fact.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want them coming out trying to, like,
listener. This is it for part one of this two-part series. In part two, things escalate quickly, and they do get dark. For early access, consider subscribing to Patreon. It helps support the show and is as cheap as a cup of coffee. Plus, you get access to extras like Black Label and Fireside Chat. But I think that wraps things up. Thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.